Watcher, and a huge welcome from me, Mike Wynn, to this week's The Real Enjoyment of Jazz. So let's get in the groove straight away. This is a longish track, but I simply can't fade this one out early.
Thank you.
Organist, pianist Mike Lodon is the leader on this June 2016 Savant album called I'd Never Change a Thing About You. Organist here, obviously, and it's his own compo dedicated to his friend, the veteran altoist Lou Donaldson, Sweet Papa Lou. And there's a bit in there that's very reminiscent of Jimmy Smith. Also, some Horace Silver, Eric Alexander tenor, Vincent Herring alto, Peter Bernstein on guitar, Joe Farnsworth drums, and Mike Lodon on the daddy of all organs, the Hammond B3. I fibbed a bit, just a bit. I did actually shorten that song a little, only a little. I took out the ending. A new Bill Sharlop album is indeed a joyous occasion. Strangely, Bill Sharlop hasn't dipped into the Ellington songbook that often over the years, and based on that wonderful rendition of Sophisticated Lady, he should do it more often. Recorded in New York, March 2017, so yes, a very recent release. It features, for me, the best ever Sharlop lineup. Bill piano, of course, plus the two unrelated Washington boys, Peter bass, Kenny drums. There will be more recent recordings than normal this week, as I'm just back from a record-buying spree in New York, but only days before my trip, all important record listings on my laptop were corrupted, and I've lost, as in lost forever, close on 10,000 album entries. So I focused more on buying new stuff to reduce the chances of having bought that record before. And yes, I can rebuild my list, but it requires me to pull out every single record, LP and CD, in my collection and check to see if it's on my computer list and re-enter it if not. So hopefully, Baden-Powell will lift my somber mood. Recorded live at Theatre 140 in Brussels. Brussels in Belgium, the liner notes helpfully explain. October 99. Obviously that was J.S. Bach's Jesu Joy of Man's Desiring. Less than a year after this recording session, the Brazilian Roberto Baden-Powell Aquino sadly died. He had just celebrated his 63rd birthday. And yes, his father did name him Baden-Powell after the founder of the Boy Scouts movement. Sadly, we lost a couple more jazzers last week, both vocalists. First, John Hendricks.
What a day this has been. What a rare mood I'm in. Why, it's almost like being in love. There's a smile on my face for the whole human race. Why, it's almost like being in love. Oh, the music of life seems to be like a bell that is ringing for me. And from the way that I feel when that bell starts to peal. I could swear I was falling. Feels like I'm falling. It's almost like being in love. What a day this has been. What a rare mood I'm in. Almost like being in love. There's a smile on my face for the whole human race. Almost like being in love. Well, the music of life seems to be like a bell that is ringing for me. And from the way that I feel when that bell starts to peal, feels like I'm falling. I'd swear I was falling. It's almost like being in love.
Recorded at the Blue Note in New York, December 93, a Telarc album called Bopping at the Blue Note. John Hendricks, or rather, John Hendricks and Company, as he's joined by his wife Judith and his two daughters, Michelle and the wonderfully named Aria. John Hendricks died last week at the ripe old age of 96. I met him, oh, I don't know, 6 or 7 years ago at Ronnie Scott's. We met and chatted in the foyer. I was frozen from a motorcycle ride in early February, and his main concern was my well-being. I was also astonished to discover he was 96 when he died, as he always looked young and always dapper. He's best remembered, of course, for his time with the groundbreaking Lambert, Hendricks and Ross trio, and I'll dig out one of theirs for later in the show. And being John Hendricks, he had no trouble in getting the best to accompany him for his week's residency at the Blue Note. His regulars, Renato Cillo on piano, guitarist Mark Elf, bassist Ugona Okegwo and drummer Andy Watson. Then add in Wynton Marsalis trumpet, Al Gray trombone, Red Holloway alto and Benny Golson tenor. Almost like being in love, a Lerner and Lowe song from the 47 musical Brigadoon. By the way, I should have said, Hendricks wrote stunning lyrics to jazz standards. And yes, I should really have chosen one of his own. Back in the Second World War, Hendricks fought in Europe following the Normandy landings, but white military police took to shooting at him and other black servicemen, assuming they were consorting with French women. Being shot at by your own side is nobody's idea of fun, so a number of them went AWOL, were recaptured and imprisoned for desertion. No doubt no action was taken over the white military police's shooting at them. Next, Alfie. Burt Bacharach and Hal David's Alfie from the film of the same name. Lovely song. Brad Meldow piano, Larry Grenadier bass and Jeff Ballard drums. Recorded March 2005. Nuff said, so we'll have Tenorman, Houston Person and a ballad. Thank you. Somehow, and I've no idea how, I managed to resist playing you Houston Person's quite stunning version of Danny Boy, Difficult But Chose Never Let Me Go, recorded in June 2017 at Rudy Van Gelder's New Jersey studio. Sadly, without Van Gelder, who had died a year earlier, but it's good to hear his engineers are keeping that fabulous studio going. Houston Person tenor, Lafayette Harris piano, Matthew Parrish on bass, Vincent Ector drums. I must move on quickly, as I'm still tempted to play you this wondrous version of Danny Boy. Another week, perhaps, but the Duke is ready and waiting, and we're going to go back to the very beginning of time.
Thank you.
the very early days of Duke Ellington's recording career, Black and Tan Fantasy, written in 1926 by the Duke and his ace trumpeter Bubba Miley, recorded in Feb 27, and arguably, together of course with Creole Love Call, the songs that created his early reputation. And it's worth listing all the kids in the band, as Ellington called them. Bubba Miley and a second unknown trumpeter, Joe Tricky Sam Nanton trombone, Rudy Jackson tenor, Otto Hardwick clarinet, and of course, even in 1927, Harry Carney was there, on alto in those far-off days. Ellington piano, Wellman Broad bass and Sonny Greer drums. Adelaide Hall was the band singer in those days, one of the Duke's best. Creole Love Call was recorded at the same session, together with Adelaide's famous wordless singing. 90 years ago. Wow. We also lost Della Reese a week or so back. Here she is now.
Love me tender, love me soon, never let me go. You have made my life complete, and I love you so. Love me tender, love me my dreams fulfill. For my darling, I love you, and I always will. Love me tender, love me dear, tell me you are mine. I'll be yours through all the years, till the end of time. Love me tender, love me true, all my dreams. My darling, I love you, and I always will. Love me tender, love me true, all my dreams fulfill.
Love Me Tender, of course, always associated with Elvis Presley, and apparently co-written by Elvis, but here sung by Della Reese in L.A. in 83, together with a big band and an orchestra in support, Larry Farlow on keyboards and Harry Sweets Edison on trumpet are worth singling out for praise. Della Reese, born in Black Bottom, Detroit, died last week aged 86. She was a gospel-y jazz singer early in her career, but later focused more on acting, mainly TV shows. Touched by an Angel being the best known of them. I must also mention George Avakian, who died this week, a very well-known record producer. He worked for Decca, Columbia, World Pacific and Warner Brothers Records. Russian-born Avakian was indeed a pioneer, helping to introduce the long-playing record, even the concept of liner notes, which he often wrote himself, and specialised in making the first live jazz albums. He worked with Louis Armstrong, Miles Davis, Dave Brubeck, Sonny Rollins, Benny Goodman, and he recorded Goodman live at Carnegie Hall, and the famous Ellington at Newport LP, recorded apparently at the Newport Jazz Festival. And I had the pleasure of meeting George Avakian once, and so many things we now take for granted were initiated by him. Can you ever have too much of Alfie? Yep, I agree.
Thank you.
That's from a September 2015 recorded album called Richie Cole Plays Ballads and Love Songs. That was, of course, our second interpretation of Bacharach's Alfie this week. Cole alto, Eric Souzoff on guitar, Mark Perner bass, Vince Taglieri drums. Richie Cole used to play Alfie as his special song in his days with Buddy Rich's big band, which Richie joined straight from Berkeley and Boston. This was supposed to be a full big band session, but the horn players were offered a well-paid alternative, so Richie agreed they should take it, and he and the rhythm section then decided on this playlist whilst in the studio, his first ever ballad album. And here's that Lambert, Hendricks and Ross song I promised you earlier.
Children found babes, blues around, blues made them cry. Unlike adults, they few or false, kids as a rule, they're pretty cool. They meet blues, they greet blues, then beat blues. Kids take a fall, but like a ball, bounce up again. They'll shed a tear too full of fear, they're not afraid, they've got it made. Kids meet blues, then greet blues, then beat blues.
Lambert, Hendricks and Ross. Dave Lambert, John Hendricks and Annie Ross. They were the vocal group, 57 to 62. Annie Ross then left the group due to her health problems, and she was replaced by Yolande Bavan until 1964. But by then, LHR influenced a generation of singers, especially the likes of Manhattan Transfer. We heard Babe's Blues, recorded March 59 in LA. Zoot Sims tenor, Russ Freeman piano, Freddie Green no less on guitar, Eddie Jones bass and Sonny Payne drums. We lost John Hendricks just last week. Here's a romantic title, Sunset on the Beach.
Thank you.
Lisa Hilton and a solo piano album called Day and Night, recorded at the Capitol Studios in Hollywood. I'm not sure of the date, 2012-ish, I'd say. That was one of Lisa Hilton's own compos, Sunset on the Beach. Next, Impossible Question. A group co-led by altoist David Binney and pianist Edward Simon. Despite his Anglo-Saxon name, Edward Simon is in fact from Venezuela, plus Scott Colley bass and Brian Blade drums, and another group of musos who pop in from track to track. Adam Rogers guitar, Shane Ensley and Jesse Newman on trumpets, Alan Ferber trombone, and Pernell Saturnino percussion. And I guess they were all on Impossible Question brackets, reprise, recorded October 2004 for Crisscross Records. And that just leaves us time for about half of a wonderful solo piano piece by Chano Dominguez, recorded in Barcelona, Feb 2012. It's a Harold Arlen song, one of our faves, so you don't need the title. Thank you. And yes, we're all off over the rainbow too, but only until next week, when I really hope you can rejoin me, Mike Wynn, for another The Real Enjoyment of Jazz. Until then, please, take care. Be well.